Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to the In the Truck podcast. Today is Friday. God bless Friday. So there's a new Twitter handle for the podcast. It's at @truck_podcast. So if you're on Twitter, go over there and please follow that. I'm trying to transition most of the podcasty updates and whatnot over there. So that'd be awesome. I'd like to use my own Twitter for more arguing with people and making snarky comments. And less podcast stuff. Anyway. So my introduction to alternative sexuality, and, you know, really just the idea that there are people in the world that are very, very different from the people that I actually knew myself, was the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So my parents were huge fans of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. These are middle class, highly educated, both have multiple advanced degrees. My father's like almost the stereotypical nerd. So if you took the stereotypical nerd with the pocket protector, and you took the pocket protector out, but he still always had a mechanical pencil in his front breast pocket of his polyester button-down short-sleeve shirt that was tucked in. And instead of the traditional nerd body, you gave him like a super athlete's body. That's my dad. He never combed his hair. So weird. Anyway, sorry, Dad. And they would get super into the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I think it was once a year. Maybe it was twice a year. They used to play the Rocky Horror Picture Show at a movie theater like two towns over. And at midnight. And my parents would go. And they would get dressed up in costumes to go. And it was like this big event with all these freaks would show up. With my parents and the freaks would show up to watch the show in costume. And apparently, I've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show in theaters, but apparently the audience is a big part of the show. They throw things at the screen and they scream out and they talk to each other and they talk to the movie. And my father would dress up as that hunchbacked butler with the long blonde hair, but he was bald at the same time. And my mother would dress up as magenta, I think. I don't know. With like crazy permed hair with purple stripes in it. And they would get all crazy dolled up. And they would go to that thing. My father's cheap. And I remember as a kid, he learned to sew because he couldn't figure out how to make the wig of the butler. Riff Raff's his name. So he bought a Halloween prosthetic that makes you look bald. It's this thick rubberized like swim cap that looks like a bald head, and he learned to sew so he could sew these long blonde stringy threads on it, and it looked amazingly good, so go figure. Anyway, I digress. So they would go to that. So I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid. I'm talking like 5-6 years old. I wanted to watch it and I wasn't allowed to watch it. They owned it on Betamax. They owned the Rocky Horror Picture Show movie. We weren't allowed to watch it, but I found they also owned the soundtrack on a cassette tape, and I asked if I could listen to the soundtrack if I couldn't watch the movie, and somebody told me I could watch it or listen to it. So I used to listen to it, and I knew all the songs. This is so stupid. I knew all the songs to the Rocky Horror Picture Show by heart, and I'd never seen it. And some of the content of the songs is weird, and a lot of it is words I didn't understand or know. If you don't know the movie, it's about an extraterrestrial transvestite who has some, I don't know, he's got some mission, but instead he's decided to build a person to be his boy toy. Super bizarre. Anyway, it didn't seem that weird to me. But obviously, this was like a different thing, you know? Like, you didn't see this on a regular basis. And then, I don't know how old I was, maybe 10 or 11, my parents took me to go see Crocodile Dundee at the movie theater, which is a phenomenal movie. I love that movie. Totally withstands the test of time. It's still great. And at one point, Crocodile Dundee comes to New York City, and he's in a bar talking to what he thinks is a woman, and somebody warns him that the woman is a man. And he decides to check by grabbing hold of the place that would make that determination. And then he sort of starts screaming and yelling that it's a guy. And the people in the bar laugh, and the lady fella gets mad at him. I don't know, still to this day, enough to know whether that's a transvestite or a transsexual. I don't really know. I understand that one feels that they are a woman and one likes to dress like a woman. I don't know. And I know drag is gay men that dress like women just for fun and they're not taking it seriously. I know that, all that stuff. But I don't know if the gentleman who was in the bar in Crocodile Dundee felt like a woman and was transsexual, or was just dressed up. I don't know how that works. So anyway, but so as a kid, I got that there were people in the world who were different from other people, and it wasn't ever presented in like a weird way. Although in Crocodile Dundee, they kind of were making fun of it a little bit. It never was presented in a way that I felt like they were in any way a threat or to be ostracized or that there's anything wrong with them beyond that they were just different. I don't know why. I don't think the media representations of alternative lifestyles in the 80s were necessarily super progressive. I never came away from it, though, with the idea that there was something dangerous or whatever. It's just some people are different, you know, no big deal. They're still just people. So then I got super into, in college, Eddie Izzard, who is a comedian, a brilliant comedian, super funny. He's turned out to be like a whacked out leftist, which I guess is not really a surprise, but still very funny. And his comedy is not political, or it wasn't, at least then, I don't know now. And he's a transvestite. Now, what's funny about Eddie Izzard being a transvestite is he wears women's makeup, and on stage he would wear women's clothes, but it would be slacks and sort of a flamboyant shirt of some kind and heels. But, you know, people on stages wear flamboyant costumes and makeup anyway. Have you ever been to a play? So, it wasn't crazy shocking. Like, he wasn't going up there in dresses and a wig. He had his regular haircut. And he wore makeup, women's makeup. It was obviously women's makeup, you know. Not stage makeup, but whatever. Still just makeup. And then he would wear like a shirt with sequins on it. And which is not that weird for a stage. And some kind of heeled shoe, which is also, again, not that unusual for a short man to wear on stage. And some kind of flowy slacks that I guess he bought the women's department, but whatever. Anybody would talk about being a transvestite. And, but he was cool and funny. So like, oh, okay, whatever. He had this whole bit about, and I don't want to necessarily ruin his bit, but it's probably 20 years old. So if you haven't seen it, sorry, I'm ruining his bit. There was a man found in a cave in Central Park in New York. And, he was shooting squirrels in the park and cooking them and eating them in his cave. And when they arrested him, he had a collection of women's shoes in the cave, and he, you know, he's talking to himself and clearly mentally ill. And the headline of the paper said, "Transvestite found in cave, whatever." And Izzard's thing was, well, maybe that guy's a transvestite, and maybe he's not, but regardless, the transvestite community is a very broad community. And if that guy's a transvestite, he's a weirdo transvestite. And that Izzard himself was more of an executive transvestite. A civilized man who took flights on the Concorde to Paris and New York. And he just said it's a much broader community than you might think. And I thought that was funny, and it's true, right? I mean, just because people share a interest or a sexual preference or whatever, it doesn't mean they're the same thing. They're not the same person. You wouldn't be willing to say that no Yankee fan would, if you're a Yankees fan, which I'm not, but if you're a Yankees fan, would you be willing to stand on a stand in a criminal trial and say that no Yankee would ever hit his wife, no Yankee fan would hit his wife, or no Yankee fan would ever steal, or no Yankee fan would be a hoarder, or no, right? So it's this huge group of people, a couple million people, and some of them are weirdos, and some of them are dangerous, and some of them are psychotic, and some of them are normal, and some of them are gay, and some are straight, and there's probably some transvestites. I mean, whatever. It's just a broad community. So alternative lifestyles are no different. Not every homosexual man is the same. They're different. They're individual human beings who share a sexual preference. Just like not every man who prefers women with large breasts is the same person. You know, they're all different people. And this idea that somehow alternative sexualities are a group, a homogeneous group, is idiotic. People are people. Some of them like the same things and they're still different people. So there's this article that came out about how LGBTQ, which is lesbians, gays, bisexuals, trans, and queer people, are disproportionately receiving food stamps versus non-LGBTQ people. It's like 10% higher. So, you know, 17% or 16% of people are on SNAP and 28% of LGBTQ people are on SNAP. Okay, but that's an enormous group of people. They're not even all the same thing. Like, my aunt was a lesbian. Okay, she wasn't on SNAP. She was highly successful. She was married to another woman who was very successful, both in business, and they did very well for themselves. I don't know what they have in common with a, you know, they were, when I knew them, they were adults. I don't know what they have in common with a 20-year-old who calls themselves queer. What does that even mean? Like, what's the specific definition? Like, who that? I don't know. So my first thought when I saw that was like, I wonder which of those letters represents the group of people who's, represents the group of people who's throwing it up. Hey, real quick, did you hear that little weird noise? My phone, it's a Samsung, makes that noise randomly, and there's no notification to go along with it. So somebody who's a phone genius, let me know what the heck that noise is and why it's doing that. It randomly does it throughout the day and night. Anyway. So yeah, they're not all the same thing. It's not the same group of people. Like, so who's the problem with, if you broke it down, gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, queer, you know, self-identified, you gotta obviously just kind of take people at their word with these kinds of things. Who's getting the food stamps? Or who's not, right? Like, so are lesbians getting less food stamps than normal people? Then, you know, the non-lesbian people? Are trans more on food stamps or less? Or people who self-identify as queer? Like, who's the problem? You can't just group them all together. Everyone who's not heterosexual into traditional marriage and having a nuclear family is, that's not one thing. That's not a single economic group, right? There are CEOs of massive companies, these type A, hyper successful, driven people who are in that demographic. And there are like 20-year-old morons who dropped out of college and do drugs in that demographic. It's not one thing. So like, okay, so I'm tired of, like, why are we lying? What, are we still, are we just going to pretend things all the time? So like, Bruce Jenner is a transsexual. He's also a complete and total psycho. Caitlin, whatever. Psycho. So we had Angeli on the podcast. Angeli's a trans woman. We had a talk. I don't know her extremely well. We're not best friends. We don't hang out. But I had a good, I don't know, 45-minute long conversation with her. And she seems like a totally normal person. Caitlyn Jenner is a psycho. Caitlyn Jenner can't go through a 5-minute conversation without being very obviously a crazy person. So Caitlyn Jenner, first of all, as Bruce Jenner, killed somebody. Why is nobody talking about that? Like, literally ran over a person with his car and murdered them. Or at least manslaughtered them. I don't know what you want to call it. And somehow, in the process of becoming trans, cleansed herself of the guilt of taking another human's life. Started winning awards for things. So in an interview with, I don't know, what, Barbara Walters or something, in the beginning, they asked Caitlyn about gay marriage. And she said she was against gay marriage because she was a traditional lady. I'm really more of a traditional lady in Bruce's voice. And listen, I'm not making fun of trans people. And I realize I'm like hesitating to gender Caitlyn Jenner, but it's because I don't really believe that Caitlyn Jenner is really a transgendered person. I believe that Caitlyn Jenner is a psycho. That Bruce Jenner is a psycho who is latched onto this out of symptomatic of his psychosis. I don't think that this person is a good representation of trans people. Regardless. So now, there's rumors going around, apparently, that Caitlyn Jenner is engaged to a woman who is younger than his daughter. So he's got a 22-year-old daughter, and the girlfriend, fiancé, whatever, is 21. And they've been photographed together, and they've sent Instagram pictures from each other's houses and whatever. Jenner's like 70, 68, some ridiculous shit. So my first thought was how funny that even, you know, and it's the stereotype of the hyper-successful, wealthy, older man getting involved with a young woman, like, is persisting through the transition, right? Except that, come to find out that this fiance girlfriend is a transgendered woman as well. So Caitlyn Jenner's female fiance is also transgender. So Bruce Jenner killed somebody, transitioned to be a woman, and Caitlyn Jenner wins awards for heroism, despite the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, he's a multi-millionaire who risks literally nothing in anything that he does because he's super rich and famous and whatever. And now comes out against gay marriage because I'm a traditional lady. And then now has a relationship that may or may not be turning into a marriage with a biological man who's either has or is transitioning to a trans woman. What? Now, I don't actually care about any of this. Like, my personal position is, if you're not hurting other people, I don't really care. I really, really don't care. So I've said it a million times, my opposition to gay marriage isn't because I actually care whether or not gay people get married, but it's because there's an activist minority with inside the homosexual community that will use legalized gay marriage to go after bakers and farms and wedding venues and St. Patrick's Cathedral and the Southern Baptist Church, and they will try to force people into doing something that's outside of their own conscience. So then I think you are harming others, and now I have a problem with it. I don't actually care. I think that everyone should have the equal rights to tax breaks. I think that everyone should have equal rights to decide for themselves who can make decisions for them at the hospital. And, you know, and like I've said before, there's a simple fix to the issue of the civil rights aspect of marriage. It's to stop having the state recognize marriages at all. And either have no benefits to being married or allow anyone who wants to enter into a civil contract or a civil union and confer all the rights that are currently conferred to married people onto the civil union, because the state's recognition of marriage is not religious or spiritual. So it's irrelevant who enters into the union. It doesn't matter. But that's not the way they went, and whatever. So now we have silly issues like the Supreme Court talking about cake baking. So my observation of Jenner's behavior is not, I'm not criticizing, I don't really care, like, these two are two adult individuals, they can do whatever they want to do. I don't care. But I would like to point out that it's not a homogeneous community. It's not a community. Jenner and a young person who was born male but feels they're a female, lives in Chicago, have nothing in common. He's not going to show up at their house and hang out. Like, it's not a community. They might share some interests in the sense that they may want certain things made legal or certain whatever, but they're not into the same stuff. They're not friends. They're not going to hang out. It's not one thing. You can't say LGBTQ people are more likely to receive food stamps. It's a stupid thing. It's like saying, I don't know, people who live north of the Mason-Dixon line are less likely to receive food stamps. Well, that's a pretty diverse community of people. And within that are populations that are more and less likely. Like, it's silly. It's just ridiculous. Your divergence from traditionally normal sexualities and gender identity and outlook about, you know, the patriarchy and nuclear family does not in any way affect your ability to succeed economically in America. I guess that's the point. And that's where you get super normal, successful people in all these groups. And you also have freaking weirdos in these groups and complete psychos like Jenner. I have a question, legit question. Maybe somebody can answer this for me. Maybe Angelie will come on and explain it to me. I don't really like necessarily having her on to talk just about trans stuff. I think that she's way more interesting of a human being than that, and she has, like, you know, a valuable insight and ideas in general. I think she's more interesting as a conservative living in Berkeley or near Berkeley than she is anything else. But whatever. But maybe she can explain it. If a transgendered who transitions to female gets together with a transgender who transitions to female, are they lesbians? Or is there a different thing? And is it, like, if they're non-surgically transitioned, is it, what is that? I don't know. I know there's been some cases of couples that were both transgender and neither had gone through the surgical transition, and then the woman impregnated the man in the relationship. I know that's happened a bunch of times, and I don't really get what's going on there. I don't have to get it. I mean, it doesn't matter if I get it or not. Like I said, I don't really care. Like, people can do whatever they want to do. I think my stance is, like, I just don't want to pay for it, and I don't want you to hurt anyone else. So, aside from that, pretty much, don't care. And before you say I'm a bigot because I don't want to pay for it, I don't want to pay for anything. I'm completely non-discriminatory in my unwillingness to pay for other people's stuff. I have enough trouble paying for my own stuff. I don't need to help anyone else. Although we do give to charity. The March of Dimes. We give to the March of Dimes. I think it's a worthy cause. I don't even really know what they do, to be honest with you. Like, I'm super lazy about it. My wife explained to me they do something with saving babies, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to save babies. So there you go. There's our charity. I probably should pay more attention. I don't know. Every year they send us address labels. We send them a check, and they send us address labels. I'm hoping that the check that we send is more valuable than the labels, because then we're not actually contributing to the charity. We're just buying the address labels. I don't know. I don't handle that stuff. My wife deals with that because she's brilliant and awesome. Please stop saying LGBTQ like it's one thing. It's not one thing. I want to stop pretending that it's one thing. And please stop acting like every person who has an alternative sexuality or sexual identity or is in any way outside the norm is somehow amazing and fantastic. It doesn't make you amazing and fantastic. You can be amazing and fantastic and be any of those things. I'm not saying that. But it doesn't automatically make you amazing and fantastic. That's not how it works. Like, do you meet a white person or a black person or a Hispanic person and be like, I'm going to like this person because they're white or they're black or they're Hispanic? And they're like, no, that's idiotic. Like, they're just people. And you get to know them and maybe they're morons. Maybe they're idiots. Maybe they're psychos. And that's true of every group of people. But I think we're in the pretending era. We're going to pretend that they're not, that's not true. We're going to, you know, for the sake of identity politics, we're going to pretend that Trump and everyone who voted for him is a Nazi, even though nobody believes that. But we're going to pretend that white supremacy is actually an issue in America. We're going to pretend that women get paid less. And we're going to pretend that LGBTQ is a thing, a single, solitary, one thing. Everyone in that group is the same, and there's no difference of opinion or attitude or lifestyle or job or competence or education level or work ethic or family background. Nope. All the same. Listen, I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Remember, go follow @truck_podcast, or you can find me at @brown_DENISM. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for checking it out.